know, there are people that are just very unreliable, very unstable. Like, they don't know how to use their time. They are very inconsistent. Yeah, that's the word. I don't like such. Those people, they really scare me. I stay away from them. Okay, guys, I am talking about myself. I am beyond sorry. I don't even know where to start from, but I've been gone for a long time and I really apologize. Some things happened. I'll tell you guys what happened. We'll talk about everything. And I hope that at the end of the day, you guys understand and forgive me. It's very important. Those of you that sent me messages, voice notes, to check up on me, really, thank you. All of you that stuck around, the numbers, it keeps going up. I don't know what I say or what I do, but it seems like you guys enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much. Yes, I hope that would be okay. I know it's been crazy, especially if you are in Nigeria and if you're African in general, it's been very crazy. But I know that we've been trying to survive, every single one of us trying to make it to the next day, and it's something that we should be happy about, I guess. I mean, it's enough, even though it's nothing compared to. Okay, now I'm back again. I feel like I'm better. I have a lot of things I want to really talk about. I want to really put out there. I hope that you guys, it's been you guys all the way. I don't know, but it's very encouraging, to be honest. So I'll tell you guys what happened. I'll tell you guys why I left. Now, I used to have a Queer account. It was a burner account, but it was Queer. And whenever I, you know, recorded a podcast, I put a link there, and then from there I get to just some sort of little advertisement, and then I share the link, and then yeah. So I deactivated the account. So when I did that, I feel like, okay, if I make a podcast, if I make how do I advertise this? How do I share it? So it was kind of, I was not encouraged anymore to make more podcasts. Now, why did I deactivate my burner/Queer account? And I'll tell you guys why. Now, let's start with the obvious reality. You know that I'm queer. Okay, you guys know that I'm queer, so that's very important. Take note of that. Please do not forget, like anything I say, just do not forget that I am queer. I'm a happy queer woman, so always know. So just now, I actually opened the account because my then girlfriend, we decided together that we should have a burner account where we get to express ourselves and then put our relationship, you know, really out there, but at least to a little, you know, we're just very open about the whole thing, and it made us feel, you know, safe. You know, we're in a place where people would not judge us in our relationship, so it felt like a good thing at the time. Now, fast forward, the relationship ended and I still kept the account for God knows why. I have no, till now I don't know why I did that, but I noticed that I became too into the whole thing. I was so obsessed with the account. It was taking my time, you know. I really, because I feel like, wow, it's good to be like a very active part of the queer community in Nigeria. It's something you want, like it's an experience that you should experience, actually. Yeah, so I really had fun. I met amazing people there. Amazing people. I made friends. Even though I did not keep up. But the point is, I made friends with amazing people. And it was good. Yes, you'll be, you know, homophobes would know you better. Because now you're like, but then again, as much as you have the negative, you know, negative attachment, whatever, to the account, you also get to experience amazing things. You're a place where everyone is like very understanding. They know what you are. They know who you are. You see someone that you can really relate to. You can really understand. They can understand you. You guys speak the same language and everything. You guys are in the same struggle together, the same movement and everything. So it's something that, you know, it's something that you would love if you have a queer account. And you, you know, as a Nigerian queer boy or girl, you know that it's actually very interesting. So that happened. I actually had to yeah, it was fun, I'm not gonna lie, but so many things, and I noticed that this is where it gets interesting. Now, I know that people might be offended. As usual, I'm a very annoying person, it's no news, but I'm someone that I'm a very happy person, you know. I know that I'm not really social. I don't really have friends and everything, but within my small space, this small box that box I have around myself, I always feel a little bit of joy and happiness. That's how I live my life. So happy. And my views at times, they might be very, you know, somehow, I'm not gonna lie, could be very annoying sometimes. Not really annoying, just very provocative. And that's I don't know, but I feel like I have very strong views. Sometimes they might be even, you know, very conservative in nature. But I feel like it's okay to have your own views, as long as you're not really, really hurting people, you know. But then again, I had some views that, you know, yeah, so I have views that might be somehow. Now, one thing I noticed about the queer community, I'm just going to tell you guys, we're talking about why I left the community and what happened. So one thing I noticed about the community is the fact that people, queer people in Nigeria, I'm not going to try and sugarcoat anything. I don't like doing that at all. It's as if we're so sad, we're so down, we're so unhappy. Yeah, we get treated badly a lot, especially by the homophobic Nigerians. So when you get an opportunity to retaliate, when you get a chance to just attack somebody that maybe made a little mistake, you're lashing out 100% and never looking back. Like, you're going all the way. Like, everything you've actually bottled inside, everything you've actually had to bear, everything you've actually had to face alone, now you have someone you could just pour everything out on. You see, the community is a place where a lot of dragons take place. They drag each other, one another a lot. There's a lot of fighting and then beefing and then blocking and then unfollowing and then so many things. No offense, so many things that straight people should be doing. Now queer people do those things. It's okay, that was very, but the point is it's how you in a community where you expect this acceptance, this understanding. Okay, you're in a marginalized group, doesn't mean that your views or you cannot like express yourself even more, because you're there, you have to do some certain things, and the things you might say, someone is just there waiting to be offended. I tell you guys, waiting patiently to be offended. You cannot tell me, if you tell someone now that, oh, I prefer studs to femme, you're really offending somebody somewhere. Someone is ready to be like, oh, how can you say that, you're being insensitive, blah blah blah, those things and all that things that you do over there. You cannot have certain views. You might say you prefer now one thing I did, I'm gonna share that little story. I think that was what really stood out as far as my own experience, you know. It was how I, yeah, maybe the way I said it was not okay. The way I tweeted it rather was not okay. It was very disrespectful, I guess. So I have this maybe till now, I still have this notion, this skepticism when it comes to bisexual women because of my own personal experiences. Like, I've had to deal with so many things from bisexual women. And the only time I met an actual lesbian, I ended up dating this person because all those things I was lacking, all those things I never thought were there that I could actually experience as a Nigerian queer woman, I noticed that I saw it in this person because she was a lesbian, and it was something that was rare, it was new to me. And yeah, maybe that's like the first step, you know. Today's not about my relationship, maybe one day I'll talk about that, but it's how I dated this person, because all those things that I never saw before because of the women I've actually had to deal with, the bisexual women, I saw it in this person. Immediately, I didn't even care if I actually liked this person, but because she gave me something I'd never seen before, like this assurance, this, you're sure this person is so sure about what they want with you. There's no one leg in, one leg out, you know. You guys are making futuristic plans, you're having conversations that has to do with the future, where you guys see yourselves in some years or whatever, something you never hear. For me personally, this is my own, you know, take. I don't know about other people. When bisexual women do, you know, in Nigeria, you know, because you're bi, you have to try and just, most times at the end of the day, just end up with the opposite sex. It makes your life easier. So if you're dating a bisexual woman, I don't know about other people, you get to hear this, you know we're not going to be together to the end because of the community, the society, I mean, Nigeria is homophobic, my family have to just, even though, so you see lots of bisexual people getting married to the opposite sex and still you know, messing around with the, you know, but that's not what we're here today. I'm not going to have this conversation. Those are just the things that I experienced personally. Now, with all those things, yeah, so I tweeted because of, I've had a lot of bad experiences, and the painful thing is I've never actually had any good experience when it comes to my dealings with bisexual women. It was always bad. It was always bad. Not like it was because of, no, not because we're dating or anything, just because of our friendship or relationship or the things they would say and how they would view things and everything. So it was not really too, it was not really good as far as I'm concerned. It was something that really, I still have like this trauma, like I'm traumatized or anything. It's not that deep, but I feel like there are things that I'm very careful of. I am very, very careful. I'm actually very always, I want to be sure of, you know, and everything. So yeah, so I tweeted something and about how mainly biphobic it was. Yeah, it was probably biphobic, but it was just me saying that, you know, my take on how I feel like bisexual people, some might not be too sure, you're, you know, liking a girl, you're liking a guy, and you know, most times you're nobody guy, that sort of stuff, which, you know, something because of how I've, you know, my own experience. And I tweeted that thing. I didn't mean to, you know, be, you know, to offend anybody. It was not my intention, but because of my own experiences that I've had, okay, you people would not really want to like understand that simple thing. Because of you've suffered a lot and you want to talk about it, you want to put it out there, maybe even, you know, express yourself and just probably just lash out and everything, then again, you cannot do that. Those are the things that you'd see in the queer community where you don't have a, you know, you, opinions, you have to be careful, you have to follow the norms. Like, you cannot say certain things because there's just someone there waiting to just drag you. And yeah, to date, I'm still tagged biphobic, even though I'm not. I love to think that I'm not, and I try not to be. But then again, in my own defense, I've had bad experiences, a lot of them, with bisexual women. And for that, my views and my perception and how I see bisexual women, Nigerians mainly, it's actually, I'm always, you know, very careful. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if, I hope that, I know that I'm trying to, you know, you know, I have a lot of amazing bisexual friends, people, girls that were friends and everything. But I not like we're into any, you know, romantic or whatever. But yeah, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. That's very true. So what I'm saying is how you get to, I noticed that it's a place where you cannot be yourself in as much as you want to be yourself. So people are fighting every day. I cannot fight straight people, homophobic ones are that, and still fight queer people. I cannot do that now. I did not come to this life to suffer. So I noticed that queer people can be very uptight. You know, these are the things I just actually noticed. And I'm a happy person. I said it before, I'm a very happy person. And I told myself, I don't want to be a part of this community. Like, if this is what it is, if I cannot, you know, make joke and people just, so this is, you know, we're laughing or just understand where I'm coming from, if I cannot have those things, if I cannot have those views without people trying to judge, and then I don't think I should be a part of the community. So for that reason, I actually had to just, I took a step back and I told myself that I'm not gonna, like, I had to just deactivate the account. Was the best thing. It made me see things better. Yeah, I'm not, it was fun, it was really good, but yeah, so I did that. And I'm not saying the queer community on Twitter, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that there are things that me personally, I want to do that I cannot do because you're there. You have to watch what you tweet. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for having views at times or all the time. So it was something I was not really too happy about. And yeah, I did. I deactivated the account and I thought, oh, I remember, where do I now put my link if I make a podcast? I totally forgot about that. So where do I put my link? And now no means to, I cannot go on WhatsApp because I have like my family there that I'm not out to yet. And then, you know, WhatsApp now, that mostly people with very, very God, that's still very far behind. So I could not put my link and then advertise my podcast. So I just felt discouraged. Oh, blabbing. Okay. So yeah, but I don't care. I'm just gonna make a podcast, put it on here. People, if you guys still, I hope you guys listen. So yeah, I hope that it made sense. I hope that I was not too annoying, because I know that I might have said things though. And no offense to anyone that is bisexual, God, please. please, no offense, I beg of you. No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I am sorry, but my own experience as a, you know, because of my experiences, it has not been easy for me. It's been very tough, you know. So for that reason, I have like some views that might be very, you know, somehow, and I hope that it doesn't make me biphobic. I really hope it doesn't. But apparently, when you check the dictionary, when you go online, you Google stuff, so you find out that you're biphobic because you have this prejudice, or, you know, just some sort of, you know, just opinions or whatever. So it's not my intention. I don't know how else to say this, but it is what it is, guys. So yeah, so the queer community in Nigeria, it could be just so sad, you know. It's even a sad place if you ask me, because people are just like always, you know, sad, homophobia, blah blah blah. So it's like, I'm a happy person. I'm a very happy person, so I did not want to be a part of that. So I actually just left the whole thing, and yeah, so guys, but I'm back again now. I'm going to be making a lot of amazing episodes, and I feel like I might be someone actually reached out to me, so maybe I'm getting interviewed. I really, like, you know, think it's going to be fun. This person is actually very cool, so I'm looking forward to the interview. And yeah, I'll be having amazing episodes, amazing topics. I have a lot of things in store for you guys. It's not going to be boring, I told you guys. And you guys don't know, but every time I do this, every time I make an episode, every time I talk about things, I always feel happy. I feel the happiest, mainly because I get to just be myself 100%, and it makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. You guys have no idea. It's not been easy for everybody. It's not been easy for me. It's been crazy and everything. I've had to deal with too many losses, but we have to just keep moving on and fighting and everything. So guys, I hope that you guys stay safe, and I'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Or I'll talk to you guys next week. All right, bye.